From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with the restraining influence of the Holy Spirit. As we've already seen, mankind is depraved from birth and capable of the most heinous acts of wickedness and violence. Yet, because of God's common grace, the Holy Spirit keeps even the vilest of men back from the full expression of their depravity. At the same time, sinful man constantly seeks to resist the restraints of the Spirit. Even foolish government officials and judges seek to uphold the so-called rights of debauched people at the expense of those who seek to live decent lives. Dr. Cairns will continue the message in a few minutes. First, here is a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, This Body Fashioned Anew. The text is Philippians chapter 3, verse 21. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body? Often, when we are racked with pain and unable to think or worship, we feel that this indeed is the body of our humiliation. And when we are tempted by the passions which rise from the flesh, we do not think the word vile at all too vigorous a translation. Our bodies humble us, and that is about the best thing they do for us. Oh, that we were duly lowly, because our bodies ally us with animals, and even link us with the dust. But our Savior, the Lord Jesus, shall change all this. We shall be fashioned like His own body of glory. This will take place in all who believe in Jesus. By faith, their souls have been transformed, and their bodies will undergo such a renewal as shall fit them for their regenerated spirits. How soon this grand transformation will happen, we cannot tell. But the thought of it should help us to bear the trials of today and all the woes of the flesh. In a little while, we shall be as Jesus now is. No more aching brows, no more swollen limbs, no more dim eyes, no more fainting hearts. The old man shall be no more a bundle of infirmities, nor the sick man a mass of agony. Like unto His glorious body. What an expression! Even our flesh shall rest in hope of such a resurrection.
Terror of tempestuous sea, unknown waves before you roll. At the end of doubt and peril is eternity. Though fear and conflict seize your
breathing new air and finding its other
when the Savior's nail-scarred hand will lead you to the light. For death is swallowed up in victory.
But just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven, of touching a hand and finding it God's, of breathing new air.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the Great Revival, which took place in Ulster in 1859, a moving of God's Holy Spirit which saw literally thousands of people swept into the kingdom of God. Five of our Free Presbyterian ministers will deal with various aspects of the revival. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of the Reverend John Wiley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And what is the greatest need of the church today? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
in Romans 1, verse 26 and the following verses, you read three times of people that God gave up. In other words, he took the restraints off. And when God gave them up, what was the result? The result was a reprobate mind. The result was reprobate living. The result was immorality of the most terrible description. The result was men going down into the depths of the cesspool of iniquity. Once God took the restraints off, that proves beyond all doubt that the only thing that formerly had kept them out of the depths was the gracious restraining hand of the Lord. Now, the Spirit of God can do this in many, many ways. And I'm not really going to preach on them this morning, but it's interesting to note how he can do it. He can do it simply by providence. He has done this down through the history of the world. For instance, it is by the providence of God that wicked immorality leads to vile diseases in the body. And there are many who otherwise would plunge into the abyss of filthy living, who are held back because of the price they would have to pay in their own body. I remember speaking to one young man who had taken the first step down an awful road that would wreck his life, wreck his home, wreck his marriage. And he came trembling, broken in mind and body. And you know, while he thought of losing his wife and while he thought of losing his home as a terrible thing, there was one thing that made him weep like a child and shake like a leaf in the breeze. And that is that for some time he would not know but that he had contracted some terrible disease. I want to tell you, there was a fear there that put up a barricade in his life to further escapades in the wickedness of sin. That's the providence of God. And I want to tell you, it's very interesting to me that the government is spending more money trying to get that thing right than it is trying to investigate the illnesses that are afflicting decent people. You ever worry about that or wonder about that? It tells you an awful lot about the government and those who really are pulling the strings and the puppet politicians are jumping. That you know what's really going on. But I say this to you. They may get to the bottom of the AIDS virus. They may not. They may or they may not. I care not really. As far as this particular aspect of the case is concerned, I certainly do care about the innocent people who are terribly afflicted by it. But whether they solve it or whether they don't solve it, it's just one of numberless epidemic diseases that a holy God can send. And let me go this far, because you'll see the reason for this statement in a few minutes. I pray he will send in order to keep men back from the wickedness and the folly of filthy living. He can do it by providence. He can do it by conscience. Where a man can get no peace, no rest of heart or mind, he can do it. And the Bible teaches that this is one reason he has set this entire thing up. He can do it by means of the civil magistrate. That's why there are judges in the land. That's why there is a political machinery that sets up a judicial machinery. Romans 13, 3 and 4 teaches that this is of God. 1 Peter 2 and 14 teaches this is of God. And they are not to bear the sword in vain. God has set these men as ministers of God in the state in order to keep down sin. He can do it by the preaching of the word. He can do it by the prayers of God's people. He can do it by the fear of God's wrath. He can do it through the example of the home or the church or the influence of God's people. The Lord can use many ways to keep men back from the full expression of their wickedness.
There's a great American preacher that you've heard me mention, Jonathan Edwards. I would to God we had a few Jonathan Edwards in the pulpit today. Edwards was a great preacher. He was also a great theologian. And this is what he said. He says, there are in the souls of wicked men those hellish principles reigning that would presently kindle and flame out into hellfire if it were not for God's restraints. The souls of the wicked are in Scripture called the troubled sea. For the present, God restrains their wickedness by His mighty power, as He does the raging waves of the sea, saying, hitherto shalt thou pass, and no further. But if God should withdraw the restraints, if He should withdraw His restraining power, then it should carry all before it. If sin was not restrained, it would immediately turn into a fiery oven in the soul, or a furnace of fire and brimstone. You think of that. You know, that's something that should slew up every man here. There is that in every man that God found so obnoxious in the children of Israel, where they said, according to Isaiah, I am holier than thou. You look at a lecherous, immoral man or woman. You look at a murderer. You look at a thief. You look at a liar. And you tend to puff out your chest and say, well, I am holier than thou. I want to tell you, were you able to look into the eyes of the devil himself today, you are not one bit holier even than the old serpent himself. There's not a man who can puff out his chest in pride. It's only the grace of the Holy Spirit that has kept you back with His restraining hand. And yet, the second thing the text teaches is that sinners constantly resist the restraints of the Holy Ghost. Notice the words of Genesis 6 and 3. My spirit shall not always strive with man. Now, there's no strife unless there's opposition. This is the resistance. Over in Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 10, you have these words. They rebelled. They vexed His Holy Spirit. Therefore He was turned to be their enemy, and He fought against them. They rebelled. They vexed His Holy Spirit. Over in Acts chapter 7 and verse 51, in Stephen's last sermon, he addressed the leaders of Israel with these words. He said, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Always resisting the Holy Ghost. Now let's get the picture. We're living in a sinful, depraved, fallen world, populated by sinful, depraved, fallen people. And yet it's not at this moment as bad as it might be, because God the Holy Spirit is putting the brakes on. He's suppressing sin in its expression. He's holding it in restraint. He's holding sinners in restraint. Do they thank Him for it? No, sir. They fight against Him. They resist. They want to be free from all the restraints that God Almighty would place upon them. Now, this is how we are to explain some things that are happening in our day and generation, even here in America. How can you explain the various movements that have sprung up in this nation that advocate the removal of all moral restraints? There's an organization that's called something like People for the American Way. It's more like People for the Devil's Way. They are just adopting a title that's
a euphemism for those who are calling for all sorts of license under the guise of liberty. Now, we must explain that sort of movement as men kicking against the restraint of the Spirit of God. And in that particular movement that I have referred to, it's interesting that the man who is at the heart of it and is using his immense power as a television writer and producer and director, he's using his immense ability and his immense wealth and position to foist this thing upon the American people. He is an outright despiser, blasphemer, and hater of God. Those things are not coincidental. What are we to say about the state of the law of this country, which now, by decree of no less a body than the Supreme Court, has said that you may not discriminate in employment against a person because he is a sodomite? You think of that. I want to tell you, I would close a business before I would employ a sodomite, knowingly. I would close it. And I would say this, that there is no judge on the bench or anywhere else who has the right to make any man put himself and his colleagues at risk by laying them open to the filth and the diseases that flow from the sodomite movement. I was just reading, I think, in the Greenville Press. Didn't say very much about it, but I had to wonder. Talked about a certain television star who is now a self-confessed sodomite. He had starred alongside of the sodomite that God slew, Rock Hudson. Starred alongside of him. And he had acted as the romantic lead to a young woman whose name I forget. I had never heard of her, to be quite honest. I just thought, you just try to imagine the agony of heart and mind that that young woman will be going through for the next year or two, wondering, has she got the vile disease that this fellow now has gone down with? And yet these fools who call themselves judges dare to say, you cannot keep a person out of any job simply because he's a sodomite.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.